KQED.
Education advocates in California say public schools will either sink or swim based on the outcome of two competing tax initiatives on the November ballot, Proposition 30 and Proposition 38. While both aim to protect students from more devastating budget cuts, they go about it in very different ways. As part of our election 2012 coverage, the California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis takes a closer look at both initiatives.
To understand what's at stake for California public schools, I visited the headquarters of the largest district in the Golden State, Los Angeles Unified. LAUSD has had to cut about $500 million from its budget every year for the past 5 years. Class sizes have swelled, the school year was cut short, and teachers have lost jobs. The woman behind every difficult financial decision,
Megan Riley, and I'm the chief financial officer at Los Angeles Unified School District.
Riley's office is perched on the 26th floor of a skyscraper in downtown L.A., and though she has a sweeping view of the city, she can't take her eyes off a series of large monthly calendars on the wall. November 6th, Election Day, is circled, underlined, and highlighted.
I don't think you can not think about it. We're just in limbo because everything is critical about what's going to happen at the November election.
That's because if voters don't approve Prop 30 or Prop 38, LA Unified, along with most other districts in California, will be pushed further down the road toward insolvency.
I can't face basically counselor ratios going even higher. I can't face class sizes going even higher. You know, it's really hard for anyone to face a public saying, I'm going to have to take more away from the schools. I mean, there's nothing more to take.
Riley says Governor Jerry Brown's initiative, Prop 30, offers the most immediate relief. It would raise roughly $3 billion for public schools and community colleges by taxing the wealthiest Californians for 7 years. It would also increase the sales tax by a quarter cent, which everyone would have to pay. But if voters don't approve Prop 30, schools will get hit with a $6 billion spending cut halfway into this school year. Many districts would be forced to lop off 3 full weeks of instruction.
These are horrific cuts.
Dan Schnur is a political analyst at the University of Southern California. He says taxpayers may finally be ready to reach into their pockets for schools.
The biggest challenge for Governor Brown is convincing them that state government can be trusted to spend their tax dollars wisely and effectively.
That's because for the past 5 years, lawmakers have tapped into the state's special pot of education funding to balance the budget. The $3 billion raised annually by Prop 30 would go back into that pot, refilling it to the same level as before all the cuts. That would stabilize school funding and down the road even expand it. It would also free up existing general fund dollars for other needs, part of the governor's larger plan to fix the state's structural budget deficit. One person who doesn't trust the governor altogether is a woman by the name of
Molly Munger.
Molly Munger.
Molly Munger.
Munger's name has been splashed across the news because she's the wealthy civil rights attorney who's bankrolling Proposition 38, the competing education tax initiative. She believes Sacramento lawmakers have squandered education dollars. Here she is in a recent interview on an NBC affiliate.
What we find is that most of the voters really want to get serious about the schools. They are willing to pay the tax, but they insist, rightly, that the money not go to Sacramento mm-hmm. because they know that if it goes there, bad things will happen to
and
it.
People are suspicious of that.
They are.
Unlike the governor's initiative, Prop 38 would tax the income of almost every Californian for 12 years. Public schools could get as much as $10 billion the first year, which would be set apart from the state's general fund. Some of the money would go to preschool and paying down bond debt.
Hallelujah.
Scott Kaplan has 3 kids in Redondo Beach Public Schools, just north of Long Beach. He's backing Prop 38 because he says it gives communities a say in how to spend the extra money.
It's a huge amount of money for our district of 11 schools. What we could do with those funds at the local level and have our local school board managing that is phenomenal.
But the state's legislative analyst's office says there's more to Prop 38 than meets the eye. Because the money is earmarked for education, the initiative would do nothing to help California's overall budget deficit. It also comes with a myriad of funding rules that school administrators say would be difficult to navigate. And then there's the timing. The legislative analyst says Prop 38 tax dollars may not roll into schools until sometime next school year.
I can't wait
for a great solution. We need help now.
Erica Jones teaches third grade near Inglewood. She backs the governor's plan, Prop 30, because she doesn't want schools to get hit with that $6 billion spending cut should the initiative fail. And like many Californians, Jones feels the state's wealthiest should kick in more.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm all about shared responsibility, but there's been a lot of responsibility put on the lower class and the middle class. So at this point, we're already struggling.
As is public education in California, which is why a growing number of parents and educators are urging a yes vote on both initiatives. But only one can win. That's because Prop 30 and Prop 38 would increase the income tax on Californians. The state's constitution views that as a conflict, so only the measure with the most votes can prevail. State taxpayer groups don't want either one to succeed. They believe giving more money to government simply encourages out-of-control spending. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
And you can find full election coverage, including our state proposition guide, on our website, californiareport.org.